Morning, everyone. I have to thank the Lord. I have a chance to speak to you once again.
各位早晨，我好感謝主，我有再機一次機會同大家分享神嘅話語。
Today we'd like to talk about something that is maybe practical.
今日我想同大家分享咧係比較實用一啲嘅。
From the book of Daniel.
喺但以理書。
What really happened is that if you would recall from our last sermon.
我想同大家再講一講翻我哋上一次分享嘅題目。
The kingdom of the Babylonians was finished overnight.
巴比倫王的王國咧喺一夜之間已經完咗。
The Persians or the Medes has suddenly taken control of the country overnight.
波斯馬代咧喺一夜之間已經就即係攞去咗巴比倫王嗰個嘅王國。
They had actually besieged the city for 4 years. They surrounded the city for 4 years.
其實佢喺嗰個城嗰度都已經即係喺度等咗四年嘅。
Yet the king of Babylon was just drinking and having a good time。
巴比倫王咧喺佢個王國裏邊咧喺度享受緊佢嘅時間嘅時候咧
，Suddenly the Persians took over。
突然間，馬代波斯王國就攞走咗佢個王國。
History said that they have diverted the course of the river。
咁佢。
The Euphrates River。
咁佢其實咧就喺嗰、那個將嗰個河流嗰條河道咧改咗。
So as the river goes dry，
咁當嗰個河嗰、那個、河床乾咗嘅時候咧
，The Persian armies just came in。
嗰啲波斯嗰個軍隊咧就喺嗰個乾咗嘅河床嗰度入咗嗰個
國度啦。Through the water holes into the city。
咁經過嗰、那個嗰啲地下嗰啲窿咧就入咗嗰個嘅城堡入邊。
The city was under Persian control just overnight。
咁經過一夜之間咧，波斯王咧已經攞咗個權啦。
And the Babylonian king was chopped to pieces by the Persian army。
咁巴比倫王咧係俾嗰個馬代嗰啲軍隊咧就即係斬咗一嚿嚿咁。
And yes, that's basically that is the original text. Okay, it was that he was, you know, he was killed.
Yeah, 佢殺俾波斯。
But actually, he was just chopped to pieces。
嚇，咁俾波斯嗰啲軍隊咧就即係斬咗一件件咁咯。
And that fulfills the prophecy of the older king, Nebuchadnezzar, saying, "Whoever that wants to blaspheme against the king of the Jews would meet such a fate."
係啦，咁其實咧就係應驗咗之前尼布甲尼撒王佢嗰個嘅發夢嗰個嘅夢境咯，就係佢個王國係會被消滅。
And even though King Nebuchadnezzar had made that decree, saying that anyone that from now on wants to misuse the name of the Jews, of the king of the Jews, they will be executed.
雖然佢嗰陣時咧，尼布甲尼撒王嗰陣時咧就講過話，如果以後邊個人再將猶太人嘅王、猶太人嘅神咧要嚟咁樣即係妄用佢嘅名嘅時候咧，佢咧就會被殺嘅。
Well, unknown to him, 4 reigns later on, his grandson.
咁但係點知原來？咁點知原來咧，佢個孫咧就已經即係就已經有咁樣嘅後果啦，就係被殺。
Because he was partying that night with the golden vessels from the temple。
嚇，咁佢嗰日咧就攞咗神嗰個嘅耶和華神嗰個嘅金杯嗰啲金器金嘅杯嚟到喺度開 party。
And he was using that to sacrifice and to honor the Babylonian false gods。
佢咧就用咗耶和華神嘅金器嚟到去。獻祭俾佢自己個巴比倫王，咁所以咧就得罪咗猶太人嘅王神。
So the writing on the wall suddenly that appears says that his kingdom will be finished overnight。
喺嗰個牆上面嗰啲字咧，咁咧就講咧就話巴比倫王呢個王國咧係一夜之間就會被滅噶啦。
And that was indeed what happened。
咁其實呢個就係真係真真正正個事實就咁樣發生咗。
That was how we left everyone last time。
咁我就記得就係上次咁係就完咗嘅。
Today we'd like to talk about what happened when the Persians take over to Daniel。
咁我今日想同大家講咧，就係當波斯王國攞咗個王國之後，咁發生咩事咧
？Let's start with a word of prayer。
嚇，我哋首先祈禱先。
Father, we just thank you for this morning。
神啊，感謝主你俾到我哋有今朝。
You've shown us the kingdom of man versus your kingdom。
俾到你見到神你自己嘅國度同埋人嗰個國度。
How you will stand to judge all nations.
是你怎样去审判这个世界?
Lord, I just ask that you will just cleanse and open our hearts today.
主啊,即求你开我们的心。
That we will understand the eternity of your kingdom.
这样我们可以明白神你那个国度的永恒。
And how foolish anyone would be to follow the whims of the world, to be corrupted by the world.
同埋，如果當我哋去跟隨呢一個世界嘅時候，我哋點樣去俾呢個世界去迷惑，咁樣去？
We thank you in the name of the Lord Christ Jesus.
感謝主你，奉主耶穌基督得勝名字祈求， Amen.
Let's turn to chapter 6 now.
我哋撇去但以理書第六章。
Let's turn to the beginning of chapter 6 in verse 1.
第六章第一節嗰度話。
It says a priest Darius to appoint 120 satraps to rule throughout the kingdom.
那裡說大利烏隨心所願立120個總督治理通國。
With three administrators over them, and one of whom was Daniel.
又在他們以上立總長三人，但以利在其中。
The satraps were made accountable to them so that the king may not suffer loss.
使總督在他們三人面前回覆事務，免得王受虧損。
Now Daniel so distinguished himself amongst the administrators and the satraps by his exceptional qualities that the king appointed him to set and set him over the whole kingdom.
因這但以理有美好的靈性，所以顯然超乎其餘的總長和總督，王又想立他治理通國。
At this the administrators and the satraps tried to find grounds of charges against Daniel.
那時總長和總督尋找但以理誤國的把柄，為要參他。
In his conduct of the government and affairs.
只是找不著他的錯誤過失。
But they were unable to do so.
因他忠心辦事，毫無錯誤過失。
They could not find any corruption in him because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt nor negligent. Finally, these men. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Finally, these men said, "We'll never find any basis for charges against this man."Daniel, unless it was something to do with the law of his God.
那些人便說，我們要找參者但以理的把柄，除非在他神的律法中，就尋不著。
How many of you are working here today under such stress?
在座各位有邊個係喺而家工作當面係咁stress， 咁有壓力咧？
All governments are now cutting back.
所有政府
All levels of governments are now cutting back.
所有政府同埋一啲嘅，即係就算非政府嘅公司都喺度慳緊錢。
Now Daniel is now facing a new king.
咁而家但以理係面對一個新嘅王。
First challenge is a huge government cutback and reorganization.
咁呢個王咧又喺度又要慳錢啦要減。
History was saying that when the king took over.
咁呢段文章講咗咧嗰個王攞咗呢個國家之後咧
，There was at one time about 240 provinces。
嗰陣時咧有240個省嘅。
But now the king now shrinks them into 120 provinces。
咁而家個王咧想咧變佢將佢變咗成120個省。
It means half the administrators would be either phase out or lose their jobs。
咁一半嘅經理級嘅人員咧就會冇咗份工啦。
Does it sound like Alberta？
咁似唔似我哋而家呢度咧？
Does it sound like Vancouver? Anywhere?
咁又似唔似温哥華咧，或者世界邊一個國家咧
？Now, so half these people has already lost their jobs or they gone into early retirement.
咁一半嘅人咧已經即係冇咗份工，被裁員或者係
要提早退休。And its challenges.
咁如果佢哋又未夠年齡去退休，或者係未曾想被裁員嘅時候，佢哋就要爭啲位咯。
Now the history of Persia says that this king.Knows how to cut the budget.
咁嗰個歷史當中咧，話呢個波斯王咧係好識得點樣去慳錢嘅。
He cut off half the administrative wages.
咁佢就減薪一半。
And the existing and the remaining people that got the jobs have to work twice as hard.
咁減薪一半，但係剩低喺度啲人咧，咁你要即係管理翻240個省嘅人咧，咁佢就要工作就會一倍多啦。
Well, not only that, he's very broad-minded.
咁佢唔單止咁喎，佢仲好大諗頭喎。
He would use anyone that's capable.
佢會利用每一個人能夠有能力嘅。
And under him, many Jews actually filled that position.
咁揾有能力嘅，咁佢即係揾咗好多嘅有才能、有才幹嘅猶太人。
The rest of the Babylonian or even Persian fat cats were just let go.
咁佢咧就裁咗好多，即係反而裁咗好多自己嘅馬代波斯人啊，或者巴比倫人。
Now out of the 120 satraps or you have to say premiers，
咁120個管理階層嘅人當中咧
He would choose three interior cabinet ministers.
咁佢咧就喺120个人当中咧，就拣咗三个做佢哋嘅阿头。
And eventually, in a short time, Daniel so distinguished himself that he was appointed to be the head of the three.
咁而但以利咧就系被选咗做嗰个三个阿头当中嘅阿头。
Just imagine now he becomes the prime minister. He became the effective prime minister.
咁佢而家咧就好似首長咁啦。
And once the king has given that authority,
當呢個皇帝俾咗佢嗰個嘅權力之後咧,
he trusts him completely.
佢完全咁信曬啊，但以理。
But he has got a very huge mandate.
但咁佢咧就有好大嘅即係工作嘅要做嘅嘢。
Everyone has to be accountable.
每一個人都要負責任。
There's no more laziness.
咁你又唔可以再偷懶，又唔可以卸薄。
And the king cannot suffer loss.
咁個王咧就一定唔可以蝕錢嘅。
He's running a tight ship, okay? He wants to make things new.
佢想做好多嘅大事，做咗啲新嘢。
See, that's exactly what a new government would do.
咁就即係完全就係一個新嘅政府佢要想做嘅嘢。
Can you kind of think about the pressure that everyone would have?
你可唔可以想像到佢每一個做緊即係幫佢做緊嘢嘅經理級嘅人佢嗰個嘅壓力？
Who's Daniel?
咁但以理係邊個嚟㗎？
Well, many people would have forgotten about him now.
但以理好多人都已經忘記咗佢究竟係乜嘢。
Because there's so much turnover now with politics.
咁因為好多因為 政治因素嘅時候，好多都即係上位啊、走啊咁樣。
King Nebuchadnezzar was the one that recognized Daniel first, but now he was long gone. He was long dead.
尼布加尼撒王係第一個係欣賞但以理嘅人，但係佢而家已經死咗啦。
Even his grandson has somehow frozen Daniel into a easy position.
咁當中就算尼布加尼撒王佢個孫佢都曾經即係將阿但以利打咗入冷宮，俾一啲好慘嘅工作佢做。
And he would only bring him back when he saw the writing on the wall. Too late for him.
咁如果佢如果唔係即係見到個牆上面寫嗰啲字，都唔會帶翻阿但以利出嚟呢個政壇嗰度做嘢。
Daniel is, according to everyone's imagination, just a Hebrew from a defeated country.
咁其實但以利喺人哋嘅心目當中，只不過係一個嘅 以色列一個敗亡嘅國家嘅一個人嚟嘅啫。The
Jews are nothing just but a defeated people.
一班嘅猶太人其實就一班好似一班嘅即係輸咗仗嘅一班嘅囚犯咁。The
nation no longer exists.
咁以色列已經唔再存在。So
who's Daniel?
咁但以理係乜人呢？
He's got no backgrounds.
佢冇背景。
Apart from his ability.
佢冇背景，冇權勢，冇能力。
And not only that, how old is Daniel now?
其實唔單止咁喎，其實但以利而家幾大咧年紀？
He would have been in his late 80s by now.
佢都差唔多即係80幾歲啦。
What would governments now do in trying to balance the budget?
咁如果佢試去將佢嗰個嘅收支平衡嘅時候，佢可以做到啲乜嘢咧？
Governments nowadays would force people in early retirement.
咁如果政府而家一啲好多嘅政府或者一啲嘅大公司咧都搞一啲嘅 計劃嚟到叫人哋早啲退休啦。
Some people who have been who's now in their late 50s are now told into going into early retirement.
咁有啲人而家喺50幾歲都已經要即係俾老細叫佢提議佢去提早退休。
Imagine someone who's 85 years old.
佢可唔可以考慮諗老即係85歲一個老人家
？That's become prime minister.
變為成為首長。
Amidst a cutback.
就又要去慳錢。
So many people were already let go. So many people would go, have to go into exile or early retirement. But yet this 85-year-old man has become the prime minister.
好多時可能喺85歲嘅時候，你都要即係退休啊。咁但係而家呢個老人家仍然都係要做呢個嘅位置去慳錢。
So I'll tell you that I don't personally believe in early retirement.
所以我講俾你聽，我唔相信提早退休呢個嘅計劃嘅。
If a job is good, if you do a good job.
若果份工係好，你做得好嘅話，
If God permits you,
若果神容許你嘅話，
Well, why not stay on until your mid-80s?
咁點解唔繼續做到80幾歲咧？
Think about that, okay?
大家考慮下呢個問題。
They will only let useless people go.
你個老細只不過要俾啲冇用嘅人走嘅啫，你有用你留低。
See, Daniel has got this big problem.
但以利去面對一個好大嘅問題。
Maybe he feels tired, but he still wants to work.
佢可能會覺得好攰，但係佢仍然都想做。
Because he is now working for his people.
因為佢而家係為佢嘅人民去做事。
Not only that, he is working for the Lord.
佢唔單止係佢係佢自己人民，仲為咗神，為佢自己個主去做事。
As a witness for the Lord.
係做一個嘅見證。
Now, how many of you would be under such stress amongst a corporate reorganization? How many people would be facing fears?
在一個機構裡工作，你有工作的時候，你可能會面對一些壓力，可能面對一些驚惶。
How many of you would be having difficulties in your job because of your faith?
有多時你或者在你工作上面，可能要面對一些因為你的信對神的信心而面對一些的困難。
Why did these people hate him?Why was he so hated?
咁點解佢會點解啲人咁憎但以理咧
？See, the big problem is that he is now the big boss.
咁因為但以理其實本身佢唔係最大嗰個嘅老細。
Well, even though he's not the biggest one, but now he is in effect, de facto, he's now in fact the big boss because the king let him run the whole country.
咁因為其實雖然佢唔係王，但係咧個王咧就俾曬所有嘅權力佢，佢成個國家都係佢打理曬嘅啦。
And his employees want to set him up。
咁但係佢啲下屬咧就即係唔憤氣啦，咁啊想即係 set him up。
Have you ever seen anyone trying to set up the boss? Have you ever seen anyone trying to set up the boss?
哦，你有冇見過有啲嘅同事咧嚇，想即係俾香蕉皮老細踩咧。
Now the point is normally it's not that easy。
個問題咧就係唔係咁容易嘅。
But if the whole office conspires, if the whole office is against you, it's very hard for you to rule。
若果成你所有嘅下屬都唔妥你嘅話咧，咁咧你就好難去管理佢哋嘅。
Now why are these people so angry towards Daniel?
咁點解呢班人咁憎但以理咧
？Well, number one, of course, is jealousy.
第一，首先就係因為佢哋妒忌佢啦。
He was only a Hebrew, according to them, is racial prejudice.
咁佢只不過係一個嘅希伯來人，咁當有嗰個嘅種族歧視。
Obama faces the same problem now. Do you know?
嚇，奧巴馬其實都面對一個同一個問題。
Especially about his healthcare reform.
尤其是對於佢嗰個嘅healthcare。健康衛生保健改革 OK.
There was one U.S. political cartoon that says that his healthcare reform would not work.
咁有一個嘅卡通咧，喺個即係刊登咗出嚟咧，就話佢嗰個嘅改革唔會得嘅。
And the cartoon picture Obama as a witch, as an African witch doctor.
哦，咁佢嗰個。咁佢嗰個嘅卡通咧，即係畫到阿奧巴馬咧係一個嘅非洲嘅一啲嘅部落嗰啲嘅巫師嘅醫生咁樣嘅，咁樣。
Big bone against his nose。
咁有個大嘅骨喺嗰個鼻嗰度。
穿住個鼻。
OK。
OK， across his nose， OK， trying to do bad medicine， OK。
哦，咁佢又想即係講個卡通咧，就係嘗試喺度話點樣可以醫好啲人
？And of course, the patient was already dead. Okay.
咁當然喺個卡通當中咧，嗰個嘅病人係已經死咗。
Now they say it's racial prejudice.
咁佢哋就話呢個卡通咧就係一個嘅種族歧視。
They want to ban this cartoon.
佢有啲人咧曾經話想即係禁咗呢個嘅刊登。
But they say it's just a freedom of expression.
但係有啲人咧就話呢個係一個嘅自由言論自由嚟嘅。
See.Everyone has got a big problem, especially when you come from a minority, and now you are in the hem of government.
每一個人都會，即係當你係一個嘅係一個少數民族或者少數族類嘅人出嚟嘅時候咧，可能你都會面對一個嘅問題。
Not only that, the other reason is that he's got exceptional ability to rule.
唔單止話即係啲人對佢有嗰個嘅嫉妒咯，另外咧就係佢完全係有曬所有嘅。控制成個國家嘅權力、權能。
Have your boss ever done anything wrong?
咁即係若果嗰個老細冇做錯啲咩嘅時候
，Most employees when they have lunch or tea, you know, or coffee, they talk about, you know, how foolish the boss is.
就算嗰、那個即係王嗰、那個老細冇做錯咩嘢，好多時咧喺 coffee break 嘅時候咧，啲同事可能都喺度講，即係啊老細啊呢樣又唔好啊，嗰樣唔好啊，喺度數。
But unfortunately for these people, they cannot find anything even to talk about during lunch or coffee time with Daniel.
但係咧，但係咧問題咧就係呢班人咧就係、是、即係但以你咁好咧，佢哋連一啲嘅芝麻綠豆嘅事咧都唔能夠挑剔到佢咯。
But the most important thing why they hated him so much is that he refused to be corrupted.
另外其實最除了說嫉妒和他沒有錯處之外，其實最主要的原因他們這麼憎他，就是因為他不跟他們同流合污。
The Bible says he was neither corrupt nor negligent.
那個聖經說過他毫無錯失，他又不跟他們一起貪污，又或者他們沒有跟他們
History says that when the Persians rule Babylon,
歷史裏面話到當波斯人去統治巴比倫嘅時候
，the entire administration was very corrupt.
當時嗰個政府咧係好貪污腐敗嘅。
So you can see that all the employees or all the subordinates of Daniel trying to get him into a big scheme of corruption.
咁你可以想象得到咧，佢嗰啲阿但以理嗰啲手下咧，係想佢同佢哋一齊即係收黑錢啊咁樣嘅。
But Daniel would not go for any of that.
但係但以理完全唔同意咁做法。
And because he refused to be corrupted, no one can do corrupt things, right?
嚇，咁但係因為老細都唔肯一齊去攞黑錢使黑錢嘅時候，咁即係你點做咧？身為細嘅。
You know why the Hong Kong system was so corrupt back in the 1960s?
在1960年代，香港嗰個政府咧係非常之腐敗。
The worst, you know, one of the worst is the police.
最差嗰啲咧就係警察。
People would see the police actually taking bribes openly.
咁好多時咧，啲人咧就可以喺街嗰度咧見到啲警察咧係當街當眾咁去收黑錢。
They would take money from street vendors.
佢會喺街嗰度即係收。好似收保護費啊咁樣。
They would take money from newspaper stands.
無論係賣報紙檔嘅人啊，或者係啲嘅士多嘅人。
They would take money from prostitutes.
或者係啲嘅妓女啊咁。
They would take money from drug dealers.
佢哋會喺一啲即係做毒品買賣嘅人嗰度都收黑錢。
They would take money from illegal gambling dens in the streets.
佢哋會喺一啲嘅非法聚賭嘅地方會收黑錢。
Well, you would like to wonder what happened to all that money.
你會真係懷疑嗰啲錢去咗邊度咧？
Well, very simple.
其實好簡單。
The money goes back to the police station.
嗰啲錢咧就翻返去警察局。
It was first given to the sergeant.
首先就俾阿沙展攞咗筆先。
The sergeant would then give it to the lieutenant.
咁跟住咧，阿沙展咧就會俾上繳一啲嘅即係黑錢俾上老細。
After he has given everyone some shares。
咁佢即係當然要即係分咗啲俾啲細嘅先，然之後咧就即係俾啲上面。
The lieutenant give it to the captain。
咁跟住咧就再俾上司。
Then now once when it comes to the captain, you know who the captain give it to you？
咁跟住俾到上司警察嗰啲。上司叫咩咧？俾曬警察嗰啲督察之後，咁你跟住會俾邊個咧
？The money eventually go back to the British lieutenant, the British commander, the British police commander.
哦，原來我都唔知道，原來啲錢咧，跟住咧就會再去翻咧，就係啲英國嘅英國嗰度喎。
Yes, if you would remember back then, the police commissioner in Hong Kong, his license plate is number one.
你會記得即係以前嗰個嘅港督嗰個嘅車牌咧，嗰個
警司
啊，警司嘅車牌咧就係一號。
And I saw many times parked underneath my house my apartment。
我見過好多次佢泊喺我屋企樓下嗰個停車場嗰度。
Because he was very good friends with one of our neighbours。
佢因為係一個我同一個嘅鄰舍咧係好朋友嘅。
The Canadian High Commissioner of Trade。
加拿大商務專員係一個朋友嚟
嘅。
咁佢成日見到佢擺喺樓下揾佢朋友。
He's the one that got all the monies from all the corruption。
嚇，咁佢咧呢個警司咧，其實咧就係收即係收得最多錢嗰個人。
But how come he's still in office？
咁點解佢收咁多錢仍然都坐喺個 office 度咧
？Well, very simple. He gave most of the monies to the governor of Hong Kong。
咁好簡單，因為佢都上繳啲錢俾。 香港政府嘅。
香港總督。
香港總督。
Yes, governor. So all governors of Hong Kong, when they come to Hong Kong for a few years, they all retire rich.
咁所以咧，香港總督咧，個個咧，退休嗰陣時候咧，都好多錢嘅，好有錢
嘅。So they were saying that if the governor of Hong Kong refused to be corrupted, no one can be in corruption.
咁佢哋話，若果香港個總督去唔想收黑錢、唔想貪污嘅話咧，冇人可以做貪污呢件事。呢個
business。Daniel was that kind of a character.
咁但以理咧就係呢個嘅，就有咁樣嘅性格啦。佢就拒絕呢個嘅收黑錢。
So the employees or the subordinates want to set him up.
咁所以佢啲下屬咧就想即係想睇下俾個陷阱佢踩落去。
How did they do it？
佢哋點做咧
？They have a very good scheme。
佢哋有一個好好嘅計劃。
They realize there is only one weakness that they can go after him for。
佢哋發覺但以理只有一個嘅弱點。
That's called the law of his God。
咁呢個弱點咧就係佢嘅但以理嘅神。
The relationship that Daniel had with Jehovah。
就是但以理同耶和華神嗰個嘅關係。
That is the only weakness。
咁呢個就係唯一嗰個嘅弱點。
Well, how can it be a weakness, though?
咁你話同神有一個咁好嘅關係，點會係一個弱點咧
？The persons were actually quite broad-minded at that time. They can, you know, you can worship any god you want to.
咁其實馬代波斯王其實一個好開通嘅人，佢咧就好俾自由佢哋，有宗教自由。你中意信乜都得，任你信乜。
But he set up a scheme。
但係咧，嗰啲下屬咧就有一個計劃出
咗嚟。The king is not a very competent king. Okay, other than doing a big budget cut, saying that I'll pay only half the wages in the country, and that's all he does. Okay.
咁呢個王咧，佢只得一個要做嘅嘢咧，就係 cut budget， 一個慳錢。
He said, I'll just cut government spending. I'll just cut government administrative wages by 50%.
佢就話：我只可以即係只需要咧就減人工。
The rest you figure it out.
其他嘢咧就你哋搞掂佢啦。
So otherwise, you know, besides doing that, he just very laid back. He just happy by himself.
咁除咗呢件事，佢即係主持大局之外咧，其他嘢咧佢就俾曬但以理搞啦。
He seldom sees anyone.
咁歷史嗰度當中話佢好少出嚟即係見人嘅。
Persian history says that he actually trusted Daniel a lot.
嚇，咁波斯歷史當中話係佢。佢好信賴佢所即係佢嗰啲下屬做嘢嘅，所以個王咧唔使做嘢嘅。
Suddenly, 122 people show up in his palace.
咁突然間咧，係122個人咧喺佢嗰個嘅王宮嗰度出現。
The 120 satraps, or the ministers of the provinces.
嚇，咁就係122個嗰啲管理階層嘅人。
Plus two cabinet ministers, 122 of them show up in his palace one day.
咁呢122個管理嘅官員咧，就去到佢嘅王宮嗰度。
And they had a scheme。
咁佢咧就話，咁佢哋咧就有個計劃俾皇帝。
They use flattery。All kings like to be flattered。
嚇，咁佢咧就即係咁咧就啲下屬咧就喺度誘惑嗰個嘅皇帝。
He said, "Oh, King Darius, live forever."
大利烏王，你萬歲萬歲萬萬歲
！Your royal administrators, the prefects, the satraps, the advisers, the governors have all agreed that your king should issue an edict and enforce a decree that anyone who prays to any other kind of man during the next 30 days, except to you, O king, shall be thrown into the lion's den."
咁佢咧就話你讀到邊度咧？
佢
話：如果三十日內
verse 6 and verse 7，
咁佢就總長同埋總督咧嚟到王嗰個王宮嗰度咧，就話：王啊，你要立一條禁令，三十日內唔准任何人喺王以外或者喺王以外或者向神或者向人求乜嘢，如果唔係咧就抌落獅子坑裏邊。
Now, dear old king, put it in your own writing.
咁王啊，你咧就要自己寫出嚟。
Issue that law. Put it in writing. And it cannot be changed.
係啦，你寫咗個禁令之後咧，你就加埋個玉璽，咁跟住咧就呢個禁令咧就冇人可以改得。
And there's no repeal. Okay, once it's settled, once you put your seal on it, no repeal. That is the law.
你吸咗個玉璽之後咧就冇得改噶啦。
And the king was stupid enough that he goes along.
咁個王咧就聽曬佢哋話啦，咁啊依計行事。
So King Darius put the decree into writing。
咁個王就即係寫低咗落嚟啦。
Now this is how Satan traps all believers。
咁呢個其實咧就係撒旦點樣去設呢個陷阱俾所有嘅信徒。
Notice how subtle these people are。
你睇到呢個嘅啲呢個嘅神民咧，佢哋係幾突然間做呢
啲。Notice how they trap the king, how they lie to the king。
你見到佢哋點樣去向呢個王獻計，佢點樣去設呢個陷阱
？They claim to represent everyone。
嗰個王。
No, when these people go to the king。They claim to represent all the administrators.
Oh, 佢哋嚟到王面前咧，佢咧就話：我哋代表曬所有嘅人。
Which, in the king's opinion, it seems like that they could have represented Daniel as well.
咁喺王嗰個嘅目光睇起上嚟咧，係喎，呢一百二十二個人就即係係代表曬所有人嘅喎。咁佢可能亦都覺得係代表埋但以理。
But the king is not wise enough to know that how come Daniel was not there.
但係個王其實佢又即係冇咁心水清。又覺得啊，但你嘢唔喺度喎。
Well, so he assumed that you know these people were going there with the blessings of Daniel.
啊，咁佢就會即係以為佢就一廂情願以為啊，但以理都同佢哋一齊都獻呢個計嘅。
So that's the first way Satan would do is misrepresentation.
啊，咁其實呢個咧，其實佢咧就唔能夠代表到全個國家嘅意見。
Satan is just trying to tell us now. He's trying to force all governments nowadays into a popularity contest.
嚇，咁撒旦其實咧就係即係將呢個計就呢個計劃咧就即係其實佢就呢個王呢個國家呢個撒旦而家其實都係想話啊，佢而家獻嘅計咧都係代表曬成個國家，但係其實唔係咯。
Why is our government so ungodly nowadays?
點解我哋而家個政府咁唔？屬靈咧，咁神聖咧。
Why do we permit abortion on demand？
點解而家呢個政府係容許墮胎合法化咧
？Why do we say that homosexuality is a good way of life？
點解而家呢個政府話同性戀係一個嘅生活嘅一個嘅好嘅方法咧
？At one time it was sinful and unlawful。
同性戀墮胎其實曾經係一啲嘅罪，一啲嘅非法嘅事情。
Now, if you were a medical doctor, you can treat homosexuality as a disease, and you can get money from Alberta Healthcare if you treat someone.
曾經，若果你係一個醫生嘅話咧，如果你醫一個嘅，你當呢個同性戀係一個病嚟醫嘅時候咧，你係可以攞到診金嘅。
But nowadays, they say the homosexuality is a alternative lifestyle.
但係而家佢哋就話同性戀係一個嘅另類嘅一個生活方式。
Now they would go to high schools and say that it is a good lifestyle。
佢哋可以去到高中嗰度話呢個係一個好嘅生活方式。
And in Vancouver, it becomes a preferred lifestyle。
咁而喺温哥華咧，直情咧就話係一個嘅更加好嘅生活方式。
Why though? How come there's so much ungodliness in our nation?
咁點解我哋而家個國家咁多唔神聖唔屬靈嘅？
Is that people were misrepresenting to our government, to our politicians?
就係因為其實我哋當中有啲有啲話代表我哋出聲發言嘅一啲嘅嗰叫咩 MLA 嗰啲叫嗰叫咩 MLA 議員咧，佢哋咧就即係喺度話代表我哋發言，但係佢哋其實就係即係代表佢哋自己發言。
Our MLAs or our members of parliament are no smarter than King Darius.
我哋一啲嘅某啲嘅議員咧，其實同當中大馬代波斯王嗰啲嘅總督嗰啲人咧，其實都係差唔多。
They just succumb to popular demand, so called. They did not notice that most of the people in this country are godly people that would say that these are sinful. No, they don't hear it.
佢哋就覺得咧，佢只不過要代表某一啲群眾去説話，但係佢哋咧就唔知道所説嘅話咧，其實係能夠代表咗所有嘅人所講嘅事。
They think that these sinful voices represent the voice of the nation, but no, it only represents the voice of a portion of corrupted people.
嚇，咁佢哋所講嘅事咧，其實只不過係代表咗某一部分嘅人，就唔係能夠代表到所有其他喺國家裏邊一啲嘅虔誠信神嘅人。
Do you see how good and how subtle Satan is in trapping believers?
你睇到撒旦係幾咁即係利用每一個機會去設陷阱俾信徒咧。
First, Satan would try to blind the eyes of the government that passed laws.
首先，撒旦係會蒙住咗呢個嘅話事人嘅眼，即係首長嘅眼。
Second，
第二
，Satan would just say that you just have to pray along. Christians need to just pray along.
第二，佢話基督徒你其實你可以繼續咁去祈禱。
Notice the 30-day rule.
只不過係三十日嘅啫。
Notice the Lord was just saying that.All you need to do is just to comply with not praying openly for 30 days. That's all you need to do. Just 30 days.
这个撒旦他就即这个计划就是不需要长假，你可以继续信你的神，你可以继续祈祷，但只不过这三十日内之后，三十日之内你不可以做这件事，不会太久了。
Now, the king is so stupid because if someone just come to me and saying that I would just worship you for 30 days, I say, yes, 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 go ahead, you know.
咁个王其实呢就即其实都有啲即那個心其實都有啲自大啦，因為就誒、哎、好啊好啊，你哋即係三十日之內個人都敬拜我，都拜我。
Yeah, but I would say, well, why not forever, right?
佢如果我係皇帝嘅話，我就誒點解得三十日啊？最好啊，永遠都係咁啦。
You're just trying to tell the old king you live forever, but let us worship you for only 30 days. Let us worship you for a while.
其實個王都好蠢喎，即係如果一啲人嗰個心自大、心犀利嘅時候咧，其實話點解唔永遠咧，只得三十日？
Well, if I'm the king, I say, well, you say that I live forever, right? So why worship me for only 30 days?
係啦，咁如果個王話：，你話我萬歲喎，點解你唔即係拜我一萬年咧？只不過三十日。
So these people have therefore used tremendous peer group pressure on Daniel.
其實咧，呢個嘅一班嘅大臣咧，一班嘅總督咧，佢哋有嗰個嘅peer group
群眾壓力，
群眾壓力，有個群眾壓力俾但以理。
This is exactly how we believers are now being tormented or pressured。
咁其實咧，睇翻我哋而家咧，我哋其實一個信徒當中咧，都係俾一啲嘅外邊嘅群眾壓力所牽制住。
If Satan tells you stop praying, would you do that?
若果撒旦同你讲禁，即系唔准你祈祷，你会唔会做咧
？Stop praying forever. Will you do that?
叫你以后都唔准祈祷，你会唔会听咧
？No, of course not.
你当然唔会啦。
But if Satan say that you can just believe in your heart,
咁你可以心里边信噶、哦。
But for 30 days,
只不过三十日啫。
Just don't pray openly.
只不过你唔需要公开咁去祈祷三十日。
Well, you know, you can just believe.
你可以喺心里边信噶。
But just don't.Show it openly.
只不過唔喺當眾祈禱啫喎。
It's only for 30 days.
三十日啫。
It's not forever.
唔係好耐嘅啫。
You can take it.
你得嘅。
Is that the kind of pressure Satan gives you to you, give everyone nowadays?
咁其實呢個諗翻，其實係咪撒旦而家俾你大家嘅一啲嘅壓力咧
？How many of us go out of town?
我哋有多時都會出埠。
How many of us go out of town for like 30 days? Your annual holiday.
你哋每年嗰個年假出埠三十日去旅行。
Some government people got 6 weeks, 8 weeks.
有啲政府工有六個禮拜、十個禮拜。
I don't know. With overtime, I don't know. Okay, maybe they don't need to work.
咁可能佢哋即係唔使做嘅。
But think about it. Only 30 days.
只不過三十日咋？你出去旅行。
Just believe in your heart. Okay.
你知心裏邊信得㗎啦。
See, this is exactly how Satan entraps people.
呢、这個就係、是撒旦點樣去設陷阱俾我哋。
How many go on holidays for like 30 days？
你哋有幾多人去旅行去三十日㗎
？To Hong Kong, to Europe, 啊？For cruises, well cruises don't last 30 days, but
yeah,
some do, okay？
去遊船河，去歐洲，去香港。
Have you ever think about coming to the Lord openly, acknowledging Him？
嚇，諗你咁你。
Holiday on that too。
咁你去緊即係遊船河嘅時候，有冇諗過啊？要出嚟即係當眾咁出嚟去敬拜下神，去祈下禱咧
？How many of you say since I'm on holiday, I'm also on holiday in worshiping God？
有幾多人話：，哎，我既然放緊假，咁我都同神放假啦。
Well, how many of you would go to China for the business trip? Okay？
啊，咁如果你係翻大陸做一啲嘅商務嘅一啲嘅事咧
？Well, Christians on holiday or on business trips to China。
當你一個基督徒，你要翻大陸去做，要翻工去辦事、開會或者去旅行嘅時候
，Your Chinese business associates would drag you out drinking and eating every night。
你哋嗰啲咩接待嘅單位咧，就會帶你出去又食又飲啦。
Would you dare to show them you are a Christian？
又跳舞啦。
Yes。Would you dare to do something like that, like dancing, you know, eating, drinking every night？
個接待單位接你出去嘅時候，你會唔會出去咧？
See, this is exactly how Satan traps us.
咁就係即係 咁就係、是、撒旦點樣去設陷阱啦。
Because if Satan can succeed in getting you away from God for 30 days, he'll get you forever.
如果撒旦能夠成功咁去將你將你同神分開三十日嘅話咧，佢其實可以係 有能力將你同神分開，永遠同神分開。
And he uses very subtle traps in that you don't have to pray openly. That's all.
佢呢、這個呢、這個呢、這個誒、計謀咧，就唔係話叫你唔祈禱喎，佢只不過話你唔好公開祈禱啫。
You can pray in your home.
你可以喺你屋企祈禱。
You don't have to show it.
你唔需要喺人面前祈禱喎。
See what the problem of Daniel was that when he pray at home, he opens the window.
咁但係大以利，但以利嗰個嘅佢慣常嘅做法咧，就係佢翻屋企打開窗，然後同祈禱。
And he prayed towards Jerusalem.
咁佢因為係向住耶路撒冷祈禱。
If Daniel were to close his window,
若果但以利閂埋個窗嚟祈禱嘅話咧，仍然面對住耶路撒冷祈禱。
No one can catch him. Okay, he'll be okay.
冇人會睇到，亦都冇呢件事發生。
You see that?
睇唔睇到咧
？Many Christians would be challenged or pressured not to admit that they are believers openly.
嚇，好多基督徒咧就係即係嗰個嘅挑戰咧，就係唔能夠公開咁去做佢要做嘅事。
The last thing that entraps Daniel.
咁另外一個嘅對但以理嘅一個嘅陷阱咧，就係、
是。Is that Daniel refused to negotiate with these people？
就係、是、但以理拒絕同呢啲人去商討啊。
Remember last time that his companions were thrown into the furnace of fire？
記唔記得佢但以理嗰四個嗰三個朋友俾抌落去個火爐當中？
And the reason why they're thrown in the fire is that it was very much the same thing. They refused to kneel and bow down and worship the idol of Nebuchadnezzar.
其實上次佢啲朋友被掉入火窑當中嘅時候，其實都係唔合作咯嚇，咁樣就即係唔合作去拜佢哋。
Well, you would say that, okay, where's Daniel?
咁啊，上次但以理咁去咗邊咧
？Well, how come how come somebody was not mentioned? How come he was let go so easily?
點解佢冇份掟入個火坑裏邊咧
？Now the history of Babylon says very simple that Daniel was simply not there in the ceremony.
咁有啲典故咧就話巴比倫嘅歷史當中咧就話，但以理嗰陣時當然當時唔喺 在場。
Daniel was out of town。
但以理咧就係去咗第二度做嘢。
On an administration tour on behalf of the king, so he was not there。
嚇，俾但以理咧就俾王派咗去第二度做嘢，所以咧佢咧就唔喺王宮當中。
A good way, right? He was absent, right?
咁所以上次一個好好嘅事情就係佢唔喺度。
A lot of politicians would just feign that they're ill and or sick, okay, and don't show up. Political illness, okay.
咁好多時即係有陣時一啲政壇嘅事咧，就話病啊，咁佢哋就可以唔出席一啲嘅會議。
So Daniel was all right.
咁但以理喺呢個情況咧，亦都可以。OK 啦，所以就唔需要被掟入火窑當中。
But he cannot be all right all the time, okay.
但係佢唔會次次都咁好彩嘅。
And if Daniel were to negotiate,
如果但以理同佢哋去商議嘅話咧
，all he needs to do is that, well, you know, I still like to do my own thing, but if you keep me on, if you send me on a holiday, okay, I just won't be there.
但
係，
若果但以理同佢商議話，好啦，咁即係只到我呢三十日，你派我出去第二度做嘢，咁你就見唔到我祈禱，咁就即係呢件事可能都冇發生過。
Send me to a trip to ambassador, maybe.To the Phoenicians or whatever, okay? I can be out of the country, right?
嚇，咁即係唔離開咗個國家嘅時候，咁佢就可以即係遵行到呢一個嘅禁令。
See, Daniel refused to negotiate.
但係但以你冇做到。
I mean, Daniel could have told the king, because the king kind of, you know, the king loves Daniel, right?
Yeah, 呢個王愛大衛唔係愛但以你，但係其實但以你可以同個王講話，我可唔可以遵從？我可唔可以唔遵從咧咁。
Well, you can send me to Egypt, okay?
咁可以，佢都可以要求王去派佢去埃及啊，或者第二度地方。
You can send me to a place and maybe to a you know to island in Greece or to Crete or to any one of those places.
嚇，咁佢可以同神講話，你不如派我去第二度做嘢，做一個月啦。
So I can look for new country for you to conquer.
嚇，咁我要去幫你睇下，仲有冇第二啲嘅國家可以去打。
As long as I'm out of the country, then these laws will not apply, right?
咁當我離開咗呢個國家之後咧，呢條法例咧，我咧就唔需要遵行，咁所以我可以自由咁去敬奉我嘅神。
But did Daniel do that?
但係但以理有冇咁做到咧
？No, he would not.
但以理冇做到。
See, the Bible says that that is the thing that traps Daniel.
咁其實嘅聖經咧就話呢個咧就係對但以理一個嘅陷阱個局。
When you look at verse 10,
你睇第十節。
Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published,
但以理知道這禁令蓋了玉璽。
He went home upstairs,
就到自己家裏。
His upstairs room,
他樓上的窗户。
Where the windows were open towards Jerusalem.
他樓上的窗户開向耶路撒冷。
And three times a day, he went down and prayed on his knees.
一日三次雙膝跪在他神面前禱告感謝。
Giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before.
與素常一樣。
No changes.
沒有改變。
I mean, if I were to be clever, I would say, now Daniel learned about this, he got really disturbed. He went to the king right away and requested for an overseas assignment.
咁頭先我就講過啦，即係如果我係但以理嘅話，我就會好嬲咁跟住同神講，你俾我出 trip 三十日啦。
Then I'll close my windows, okay?
咁我就會翻屋企閂埋窗。
And when I on the ship outside the country, I will pray towards Jerusalem.
啊，咁我當我即係on去緊
And I will not broken any rules.
當我喺個途中嘅時候，我就會即係祈禱咯。
But did he do it? No.
但係佢有冇咁做到？佢冇咁做到喎。
So these men therefore went as a group.And tell the king.
咁所以佢冇咁做，反而係翻屋企打開窗祈禱。咁所以呢班人咧就去走同神講啦。
Notice his enemies watches him.
咁佢知道，但其實但以理都知道班人係望住佢喎。
Another thing that Christians do not know is that do you know that Satan's watching over you?
其實睇翻我哋一班嘅基督徒，其實撒旦其實每一個時候都喺度看住我哋。
Do you know Satan sent agents to look?Over our prayer lives, over our devotion lives.
Sorry?
Do you know Satan has sent agents spying on us, looking over our shoulders?
其實撒旦咧，其實都有差派佢啲使者咧，去即係喺我哋周圍喺度睇住我哋，睺住我哋。
Taking notes.
啊，抄寫住筆記。
Because the Bible is saying that this is how Satan can accuse us.
呢、这個其實呢個時候咧就係佢抄住筆記就寫低我哋有啲咩做錯嘅時候，佢哋可以向神面前去控告我哋。
See back then in the days of Job, Satan can get the odd permission to appear to the heavens to accuse even Job。
係啦，咁嗰時其實約伯記當中咧都係話神撒旦咧係有啲使者去睇住約伯，睇佢有啲咩嘢可以同神投訴。
仲可以喺天庭裏邊控訴約伯。But now, you know, Satan is still doing the same thing. But one day the Bible says that Satan can no longer do that because the accuser of the brethren will be cast down from heaven forever.
咁其實聖經裏話到，佢撒旦已經唔可以再做呢樣嘢，因為耶穌喺我哋喺神面前幫我哋祈禱。
Satan will be cast down from the heavens. Satan is now no longer able to accuse the brethren.
魔鬼係已經被
in heaven's court.
魔鬼已經係唔可以再喺神面前去控告我哋。
Now the book of Ephesians chapter 2 says that Satan now is only the ruler of the heavens that is on this earth. He's no longer given access to heaven.
喺以弗所書第二章嗰度話，撒旦佢只不過係可以喺地上面去做佢嘅事。
空中嘅
掌權者。
That is, but he is now denied access to the heavenly courts.
撒旦已經唔可以上到天庭嗰度。
He's cast out from heaven.
佢唔可以再去到神面前。
But back then, in the times of Daniel, Satan was not cast down from heaven yet.
喺但以理當時嘅時間咧，撒旦係仍然可以係喺神面前。
He's still given the odd day pass to go to heaven once a while.
佢間唔中都可以去翻神面前去向神面前控告。
Okay, just to do a few accusations. See, a lot of people do not know that Satan is actually still watching you now.
其實好多人都唔知道，其實撒旦仍然都喺度睺住我哋。
See, these people have sent spies looking at Daniel, seeing whether he has obeyed the king's laws.
咁呢啲嘅大臣咧，其實咧喺度看睺住但以理，睇下佢有冇即係犯呢個法例。
And now they come to the king right away and say, "Well, dear old king, you have written such a law."
啊，咁佢哋跟住見到但以理咁做之後咧，就翻去個王嗰度咧，就話俾佢聽，但以理犯咗法啦。
And your prime minister.As himself go against your law.
呢個首相犯親身咁去犯咗呢條法例。
Now notice how they persuade the king.
你聽下佢哋點樣去勸嗰個嘅王。
On verse 13.
第十三節。
They tell the king, Daniel, who is one of the exiles from Judah, pays no attention to you.
他们对王说，王啊，那被掳之犹太人中的但以利不理你。
In other words, Daniel is only a minority.
但以利只不过是一个少数民族。
He would not have too much electoral power.
他其实本身是没什么权力的，他只不过是一个被掳的人。
And his God maybe is not that powerful after all. Otherwise, how would he be exiled?
既然他是被掳的人，其实可能 他敬拜的神都不是这样一个有能力的神。
So don't be intimidated by his God.
所以千万不要怕了他的神。
He's got no real powers other than the power you gave him.
他其实没有能力的，除了你给他的能力之外。
So all you can do is just throw him to the lion's den.
你所只需要做的事呢，就是要丢他到狮子坑。
See, they aroused the king's jealousy, saying that you have your own prime minister that purposely would ignore your rules.
他其实在挑拨离间，你就说你自己的首相都不听你的话。
See, they lied to the king to secure law, then they flattered the king, and now they are trying to tell the king that you kill your prime minister, nothing would happen to you. He's got no political power.
他其实就说，但以理这样其实他是没有能力，他的神是没有能力，所以 你丢他到狮子坑其实都不需要害怕的。
Isn't that sound good? That's the reason why so many laws are passed against Christians.
所以其实呢，看回我们呢，就是很多时候那些法例呢都通过了，是对于我们那个信仰，我们那个持守是通过
了。 In the United States, people can no longer pray.In schools nowadays,
在美国的学校当中，他们不可以再一起去祈祷。
The Ten Commandments were not permitted now to post anywhere in the United States public buildings.
在神的十诫已经是禁止被禁在美国一些公开的地方已经禁止了去摆神的十诫出来。
And in town halls, they cannot even have Christmas decorations in city halls.In the United States.
在一些大会堂当中呢，都禁止了摆一些圣诞灯饰。
No one can actually pray.
没人可以是公开。
No one can read the Bible.
没人可以公开祈祷，没人可以公开读圣经。在美国那里。
Because they passed another law.
因为他们公开通过了一个法例。
To the Constitution.
因为他们通过了一个法例，改了一个
的。One of the first amendments to the Constitution that says that, well, everyone has got the right to practice their religion. However, anyone that does not have religion also has the right to prevent anyone from practicing it.
其中一个法例呢，就说每一个人都有自由去选择他那个的宗教的权利，而他也都加插了一个新例下去，就说每一个没有信仰的人也都有权利不听不看到一些关于宗教的东西。
So that's why the United States is in so much trouble nowadays.
所以为什么现在美国这么麻烦？
Because the government did not know that the Christians are a majority.
他们不知道在大多数人当中都是仍然有基督徒当中在这
里。 They, whatever administration would justwould somehow submit to the ungodly demands of the ungodly people. Abortions on demand is one of them.
他现在很多时候一些议员都是提议了一些不得正统的一些做法，一些敬虔的一些做法去给政府
做。 And the problem with a lot of United States believers, they say that religion is of the heart only. I just believe in my heart and, you know, and I don't need to show it.
国会那些人也都相信了信仰是在心中的。
Well, most of the Christians were intimidated in the United States.
很多很多在美国很多的基督徒也都觉得被
intimidated.
其实但以利都是身受当中，亦都系同样。
So I'm just asking everyone, what lions are we facing today?
咁我就想问一问大家，我哋面对嘅一啲嘅狮子系咩嚟咧
？You know, if you work in a jail,
如果若你系一个监狱嗰度工作
，jail guard,
一个嘅监狱嘅
，you know what's your biggest temptation?
你知唔知如果你系一个看守监狱嘅官兵嘅时候，你个最大嘅引诱系乜嘢
？Is to permit drugs to go inside the jail.
就是容许这个毒 品藥物流入監獄當中。咁咧，啲人咧就會好開心咁樣去，即係佢哋情願有呢啲藥物咧，就會俾好多錢你黑錢咁樣，為咗得到呢啲嘅藥品。
And you know what the other temptation is?
另一個嘅挑戰對你嘅挑戰就係
咧。All the criminals in there, they're still using their cell phones, trying to connect with the outside world, plotting assassinations, doing their business as usual. You know it? Of course you do.
咁其實咧喺監獄入邊咧，啲囚犯咧，佢哋每人都有 cell。有一個手提電話喺出邊同出邊嘅世界聯絡緊，喺度做緊買賣。咁你知唔知咧
？In every level of your work, there will be lions thrown to you。
咁其實每一個層次、每一個層面嘅工作當中，都會有呢啲咁樣嘅唔同嘅獅子去俾你面對。
So what the king do? The king has to just follow because he was entrapped by his own rules。
咁嗰個王有咩做法咧？佢就順依計行事咁啊，順從咗啲神旨去頒布呢一個命令。
So the king gave the order. Verse 16. They brought Daniel and threw him into the lion's den.
咁跟住王點做咧？王就下令人就把但以理帶來，扔在獅子坑中。
And Daniel was saying, well, at the king said, well, may God, may your God, whom you serve continuously.Rescue you.
王对但以利说：你所常侍奉的神，他必救你。
And a big stone was brought up and covered the mouth of the den.
有人搬石头放在坑口，王用自己的筛和大臣的印封闭那坑。
So no one can actually rescue Daniel. He was there.
咁冇人可以救到但以利。
They shut the opening with a big rock with a seal from the king.
咁嗰個坑個門口嗰度有嚿大石，跟住仲要有個玉璽，咁即係吸咗印封住咗。
The Bible says that that night the king cannot sleep. He returned to the palace. He spent the whole night without eating. He cannot sleep.
咁聖經嗰度話王回宮中夜禁食，無人能卧起到他面前，並且睡不著覺。
And the next light of dawn, the Bible says the king went to the lion's den.
咁第二朝，聖經話第二朝早，王就即刻起身去到嗰個嘅獅子坑嗰度。
When he was running to the den, he called to Daniel.
咁佢當佢
in an anguished voice.
咁佢當佢走緊去嗰個獅子坑嗰度咧，佢咧就喺哀聲咁呼叫但以理。
Daniel, servant of the living God, have your God whom you were continuously serving been able to rescue you from the lions?
佢就同但以理講：永生神的仆人但以理啊，你所常侍奉的神能夠你脫離獅子嗎？
Now to his surprise, Daniel answered, O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and he shut the mouths of lions that they have not heard me.
咁但以理咧就同神講話：願王萬歲，我的神差遣使者封住獅子的口，叫獅子不傷我。
And the king was, and he said that, nor have I done anything wrong before you.
佢話：我在王面前也沒有行過虧損的事。
Now that instance is mentioned at least two times in the New Testament.
咁呢件事情咧，其實喺新約都聖經裏邊都提過兩次。
Saint Paul, when he was under big pressure,
喺保羅係有好大面對好大困難嘅時候
，when he was in jail,
佢喺監獄當中
facing the executioner,
佢面對被殺。
In 2 Timothy.
喺提摩太后书
，verse four, a chapter four,
第四章
，verse 17,
十七节嗰度话
，Saint Paul quoted that. Even 16, he says that at my first defense, no one came to my support, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. But verse 17, it says that the Lord stood by my side and gave me strength, so that through the whole message, may be fully proclaimed.If all the Gentiles may hear it.
使徒保罗当佢喺监狱里边，佢面临一啲佢面临被杀嘅时候，佢都喺个好大嘅痛楚。但系佢写信俾提摩太，佢话我初次申诉没有人前来帮助，警都离弃我。但愿这罪不归于他们，唯有主站在我旁边，加给我力量。使福音被我尽都传明，叫外邦人都听见。我也從獅子口裏被救出來。
And I was delivered from the lion's mouth.
佢話：我都喺獅子口當中救出來。
And the Lord would rescue me from every evil attack.
神保護我，免受一啲嘅魔鬼嘅侵襲。
Also, it was mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11.
亦都喺希伯来书十一章嗰度有话。
And the writer of Hebrews was giving us an account or an example of the heroes of faith. It mentioned about Daniel, not mentioning his name though.
喺希伯来书十一章三十三、三十四节。
Let's just turn to that. It says that what if that done was very simple? They have actually shut the mouths of lions.
佢嗰度冇，當然冇，雖然冇提到但以理個名，但係佢嗰度話係塞住獅子口。
Oh, that has to be about Daniel.
呢個係一定係關於但以理嘅。
So Daniel was saying that, well, while I was in the cave in the lion's den, the angel of the Lord appeared.
但以理咧就話我喺獅子嗰個坑入邊，但係神嘅天使嚟到當中。
And the mouths of the lions were shut.
佢係塞住獅子個口。
Now, just look at this. The king was overjoyed and gave orders to lift Daniel out of the den. And when Daniel was lifted from the den, he was found that he's got no wounds with him because he had trusted God.
在但以理书第六章廿三节嗰度话，王就甚喜乐，吩咐人将但以理从坑里系上来。于是但以理从坑里被系上来，身上毫无损伤，因为信靠他的神。
Now, the Bible says quickly on verse 24 that the king would throw his accusers to the lion's den.
在24節那裡說王就將他那些控告但以理那些總督總長的人就扔到獅子坑那裡。
But Persian history reports something a bit more deep.
那在波斯人的歷史的經典當中，他更加寫得更加詳細。
Persian history says that something like 2 weeks has come by between verse 23 and 24. That's in Persian history.Daniel's rescue from the lion's den was in Persian history. But Persian history says that between verse 23 and 24, some 2 weeks has gone by.
Okay. 咁佢話喺嗰個波斯嗰個經個歷史典章當中咧，咁咧喺廿三節同廿四節當中咧係有啲事情發生。
Yes, in 2 weeks.
喺兩個禮拜。
But what happened?
嗰兩個禮拜發生咗咩事咧？
Well, very simple.
咁好簡單。
Persian history says that these men.Got very mad when Daniel was rescued.
哦，咁佢喺嗰個波斯嗰個歷史經典當中，佢話當但以理喺個獅子坑度被救出嚟之後咧，咁佢哋咧就好嬲。
They start to slander against the king.
咁佢哋就開始想作反啦。
They say that the king has secretly fed all the lions.
佢話個王咧，其實咧就私自咁去餵咗嗰啲獅子。
They say that not only that, the king has put tame lions that were tame, from a baby. The king has put very tame lions there, well fed, okay?
咁佢咧就話喺因為個當中啲獅子冇食，但以理就因為咧個王咧就去喂啲獅子，同埋咧就馴服咗啲獅子。
The king, okay, there are two kinds of lions. One is, the ones that you catch in the wild, okay? Very, very angry, very wild, okay? They kill anyone.And then another one is that these lions that the Persian raised lions as pets.
Okay. 咁佢話呢啲獅子咧，其實咧就好似王養嗰啲嘅寵物
寵物獅子，they were just pets.
寵物獅子，咁佢變咗好純，佢根本就唔會，佢根本就
唔
會咬但以理咯。
Well-fed pet lions to the den.
嚇，咁佢啊，咁話王咧就擺咗啲咁樣嘅即係寵物獅子入去嗰個獅子坑裏邊，所以點解但以理冇事咯
？Now at this time the king got very mad when he hears that.
咁所以王聽到咁講之後咧，佢咧就會好嬲。
So you know what the king said?
咁所以跟住王點講咧
？The king said, "Now you guys, you feed those lions now because they have not been eating for overnight."
嗱，咁佢話
They had a habit of eating 3 meals per day.
咁啲獅子咧就通常咧只係食三餐嘅，咁而家啲獅子咧就成晚冇食過嘢啦。
Now you guys, okay? You're the people that are spreading all these lions. Now you feed those lions yourself.
嚇，咁既然咁講話，嗱你自己啲獅子好肚餓，你自己去餵啲獅子啦。
You feed them as much as you can, okay?
咁你就餵到啲獅子飽曬佢。
There's no budget cuts, okay, in this, okay?
It's like all you can eat.
yes, I mean, so they invite those lions to an all-you-can-eat buffet, okay? Okay, they eat, wow.
呢個自助餐啲獅子飲食。
So the lions ate until they can eat no more, okay?
咁食到啲獅子飽曬。
And then the king now says that now, throw all of these people into the lion's den.
咁跟住咧，個王咧就話：將呢啲總督總將咧就擺入個獅子坑入邊。
You say they are tame lions.
你話嗰啲係被馴服嘅獅子。
You say they were well fed.
佢哋係食飽曬嘅獅子。
Now let's see how these puppy lions and how these well-fed lions would do to you。
咁我哋睇下呢啲寵物嘅獅子點樣對住你哋啦。
So the king would throw these people and all their family。
咁樣咧，王咧就將呢班咁嘅總督、總長同埋佢哋嘅妻子兒女咧一齊都擺落獅子坑入邊。
You know what does the Bible say？
咁聖經裏邊寫咩咧
？Before they reached to the bottom of the den, the lions got them。
聖經嗰度話，佢哋未到坑底，啲獅子已經抓住佢哋，咬碎佢哋骨頭。
So you know what? Even though how much fat those lions were，
你睇到無論嗰啲獅子幾咁飽
，in the tummy。
佢個肚幾咁飽
？There's always another empty department, okay？
如果飽都好咧，佢哋都會 都會有嗰個嘅食慾去咬人嘅。
These slanderers, okay？ There's always something in their budget, okay？ In the lion's budget, they can eat them.
Okay， 獅子成日都有胃口食嘢嘅。
Especially these people， 特別食殘身，獅子實有胃口嘅。獅子嘅肚裏邊實有第二個部門可以食佢哋嘅。
They always have an extra appetite to have those people.
That is also recorded in Persian history, verse 23 and verse 24. So if there's any one of us that says that maybe God does not exist,
如果當中有邊個人話神係唔存在嘅
，There's no such thing as God working through history.
如果誰當中說神是不存在的，神是不是在歷史當中主宰的，
I would challenge you to refer to the books of Persian history.
我會鼓勵大家去歷史那個的，波斯歷史那個的經典當中去找這件事情，去看一下什麼事情發生了。
Persian history completely agree with what the Bible says, but it actually adds more.
那他這個的歷史其實寫得更，比聖經寫得更詳細，對於這件事情。
And now the king has commanded that anyone that falsely accused Daniel, they would be thrown into the lion's den.
咁跟住王咧就下旨话，如果边个再有同样嘅事情去控诉但以理嘅话咧，就会有同样嘅事情发生。
And then he wrote a detailed note to the nation.
咁佢跟住咧就颁布圣旨。
See, our message today should end that it is the kingdom of God versus the kingdom of men.
咁其实我哋呢个嘅。今日所睇嘅咧，其實我哋可以綜合咗一個嘅結論咧，就係話神嘅國度對比較人嘅國度。
See how many kingdoms have gone by now since then？
有幾多個嘅國家興亡咧
？See in the book of Daniel it says first is the Babylonian Empire, but before there was the Assyrians, you know, there was the Mesopotamians, the Egyptians. They were all gone, and then Babylon take over, and now Persia has take over.
喺呢個聖經嗰個歷史，呢個歐洲歷史當中，巴比倫王敗亡。巴比倫之前咧有好多嘅王帝，有多嘅帝國王國興起同過去。咁而喺巴比倫王之後，都有馬代波斯，跟住亦都有。
And then after that, you know, the Greeks and the Romans would take over.
跟住馬代波斯之後有希臘同埋羅馬帝國嘅興起。
See, the kingdom of man changes every time.
人類嘅國家，人類嘅國家興亡。
But what about the kingdom of God?
但係神嘅國。
Let's just see what the king wrote about the kingdom of God.
咁睇下呢個馬代波斯王點樣對神嗰個國點樣寫法。
All the way to the end of the chapter.
睇但以理書六章廿六節至到尾嗰度話。
I issue a decree that in every part of my kingdom, people must fear and revere the God of it, Daniel.
現在我降旨曉喻我所統轄的全國人民。要在但以理的神面前战惊恐惧。
For he is the living God, and he endures forever. His kingdom would not be destroyed. His dominion would never end.
因为他是永远长存的活神，他的国永不败坏，他的权柄永存无极。
He rescues and saves. He performs signs and wonders in the heavens and on earth, and he has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions.
他庇護人、搭救人，在天上、地下施行神蹟奇事，救了但以理脱離獅子的口。
So Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus, the Persian.
如此者，但以理當大利烏王在位的時候，和波斯王塞魯士在位的時候，大享亨通。
See, when God prospers you, no one can entrap you.
若果神去保护你嘅时候，冇人可以设到陷阱去。
God is for you. Who can be against you?
神去救你嘅时候，冇人可以从你当中得到益处。
But if God is not with you today,
若果神唔系同你同在嘅话
，What good it is for you to enjoy the flattery of men?
如果神唔系同你同在嘅话，你今日其实享受嘅有咩好处咧
？All they can do is just say, "Well, I worship you for 30 days, and then after that, they find another god to worship."
咁可能其實話，好啦，我敬拜你三十日之後，我又揾個另外一個王去敬拜。
Would anyone still worship George Bush now?
仲冇人，仲冇人去敬拜崇拜呢個嘅布殊總統咧？
Would anyone still say anything good about Bill Clinton?
佢哋仲冇人講呢個 Bill Clinton 嘅好
處咧？ Now it's all Obama, okay? But one day when Obama is gone, would anyone really remember him?
咁而家奧巴馬就係當政啦。咁如果當奧巴馬過去嘅時候，仲有冇人去講佢嘅好説話，去崇拜佢咧？但神嘅國度係永遠長存。一齊低頭祈禱。
Father, we just thank you. You have shown us that your kingdom lasts forever.
神啊，感謝主你，你俾到我哋睇到你嘅國度係永遠長存。
How many of us would be enduring the lion's den?
我哋有幾多個人可以係面對呢個嘅獅子坑？喺獅子坑嘅對面，呢班嘅獅子。
Lord, I just ask you give us fortitude and strength.
主啊，求神你俾我哋有能力，有呢個嘅去面對呢班嘅獅子。
Be a good lifestyle witness at work.
叫我哋生活能夠做好見證。
Just like Daniel.
就好似但以理咁樣。
That we will never stop acknowledging you openly.
我哋係唔會停止向神你去祈禱。
Lord, protect our prayer life.
神啊。神啊，保护我哋，叫我哋有一个嘅健康嘅祈祷。
Private and public prayer life.
叫我哋一个嘅健全健康嘅祈祷生活，无论喺公祷或者系私祷当中。
Let us not be ashamed of you, Lord.
叫我哋喺人面前唔能够，即系唔会喺人面前能够承认你。
Let no one bully us. Let no one force us to deny you.
系冇人能够去影响到我哋，冇人去压迫到、威逼到我哋去否認你。
Lord, give us the strength that we would not just say that we believe you in our heart, but
主啊，求神你俾。
We're scared to acknowledge you openly.
主啊，求主你俾我哋有力量，有呢個嘅勇敢膽量，去公開面前，公開喺人面前去承認你，唔係話就係喺心裏邊敬拜你。
Let us be a dynamic witness for you.
主啊，求神你俾到我哋能成為你嗰個嘅見證，一個活嘅見證。
Protect us like you protect Daniel.
保護我哋好似保護但以理一樣。
We thank you in the name of Lord Christ Jesus.
感謝主你，奉主耶穌基督得勝名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.